Hey, happy holidays and welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker-Campbell, I am with you on this Friday night and, of course, our encore presentations on Saturday. We've got so much to dive into over the next 2 hours, so you better buckle up because we're going to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to discuss the College Football Playoff Committee's rankings. Do you agree? Because the committee has spoken. And which team deserves to be in those top four slots with the final selection when it's going to be out later this week? So we're going to start off with our rock star lineup. Always a true pleasure to welcome in on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is from ESPN Radio, the great Freddie D. Coleman. Good evening, Freddie. You're a little under the weather. How you doing, my friend?
I'm hanging in there the best I can, but I was not going to turn down the opportunity to speak with you, Elissa.
Well, you got to get well because you've got the big birthday coming up on the 19th. You're a Christmas baby, right?
Yeah, 6 days before Christmas, y'all turned 51 years of age, so I definitely want to be better not only for that, but also for the holiday season, but I'll be better by then.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a little bit of a double dip. No pressure on the lovely Mrs. Coleman.
No.
She's got to load up for you, doesn't she?
She does a great job with that the other 364 days. So I'm sure she'll take care of me on my birthday, no doubt about that.
Oh. Well, let's get right to it. The latest college football playoff rankings, do you agree with them? What stands out with you?
I think, I don't know if it's in terms of agreeing or disagreeing, because everything's subjective. The people that are part of the college football playoff committee, they're going to make what they feel is the best judgment in their mind. But it seems to me, Elissa, that the one thing that I think they've been able to focus on is that they're trying to prove Washington is either worthy of being in a Final Four playoff or not worthy. I think that's been the buzz team. Because as far as I'm concerned, Alabama's going to be in, Ohio State's going to be in, the Clemson wins, they're going to be in.
Uh-huh.
But it seems to me that the committee is looking for more ways to keep Washington out and maybe put either the Big Ten champion in or Michigan back in the Final Four. They're trying to find ways that Washington should stay in there. And believe me, if they win the Pac-12 championship game, they're going to take care of that. The committee won't be able to keep them out. But I guarantee you, if they lose one of those games, if they lose that championship game, it wouldn't surprise me if three Big Ten teams are part of the Final Four if other things break out the other way.
Okay, so which team do you anticipate will be the biggest threat to Washington to be able to leapfrog them and to get into that number four slot?
That's a really good question, and I'm going to say it's probably Penn State, mainly due to the fact that they beat Ohio State, a team
right. That's
going to be in the Final Four playoff, and even though they lost to Michigan. And I think this is one of the things that really bugs me about their criteria. They talk about how Michigan has three wins over ranked teams, and that's really wrong because the teams they face at the time that are ranked now weren't ranked then. So I think if Penn State wins, if they beat Wisconsin convincingly as a two-loss team, if Washington loses the Pac-12 championship, they're going to give Penn State that consideration. And I think if Washington even struggles with a good Colorado team, you have to wonder how much of the committee may look at Penn State's win over Wisconsin and giving them more of a boost than Washington beating Colorado in the Pac-12 championship game.
He is back from ESPN Radio, the great Freddie Coleman. And all I have to say is, let's be a bit reflective. I mean, because Freddie, it's amazing just the incredible turnaround that the Big Ten Conference has had in 2016. It really has been a banner year. Could they potentially have, three teams in that top four?
I mean, I would think that it could be too far-fetched, but based on what we've seen in recent championship Saturdays, I don't think we can discount anything, Elissa, that what could happen, what could not happen. And I think a big reason why we've seen an upturn in the Big Ten, of course, number one reason is the SEC is not where it used to be. I think Nick Saban, as great as he's been,
uh-huh. He's
kind of ruined that conference because you can't keep up with him, and coaches are getting fired because you can't beat Nick Saban
uh-huh. At
Alabama. But ever since Urban Meyer got into that conference, he brought an SEC mentality saying, we're going to get speed guys and bring them to Ohio State. Not to say that Ohio State didn't do that before, but more prevalent now. So now you have to keep up with him, and that's why Jim Harbaugh, he's at Michigan. Where Mark D'Antonio has been able to do at Michigan State before, they had a downturn this year. Penn State, they've increased their recruiting under James Franklin. You have to be able to catch up with that team, and it seems that a lot of teams in the Big Ten are not only doing that, trying to catch it to Ohio State, but also being better in intersectional games where no one's outrunning them and leaving them in the dust. So I think that's a big reason why we've seen that uptick from the Big Ten, mainly because Urban Meyer brought that mentality in, and either you keep up or you're going to get run over by Ohio State.
Well, this renaissance that's taken place in the Big Ten Conference, I mean, how much credit do you give to the coaches that have been put in place and being hired? You mentioned Urban Meyer, you know, Jim Harbaugh. They've really energized the conference.
Well, they've energized the conference, but also the quarterback play is better in college football than ever before, whether you're using a spread offense system. They're better teachers of the quarterback position than I think we've seen in college football. That is something that has really helped the Big Ten. That's not to say JT Barrett's going to be an NFL quarterback from Ohio State. I don't believe that. But he's become a really good college quarterback because he has an Urban Meyer teaching him. And before Tom Herman went to the University of Houston, he was really good at teaching quarterbacks at Ohio State as the offensive coordinator. So I think when you have those coaches who are becoming more and more rock stars in college football, whether it's Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, Florida State, mm-hmm. of course, Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh, but also if you have terrific quarterback play, you can be able to do some things, and those coaches are doing that a lot better than we've seen in previous years.
Okay, Freddie Coleman with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's a little under the weather tonight, but doing a great job delivering some great information. Freddie Coleman from ESPN Radio. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, how much do conference championships, how much does that matter? I mean, what's your take on that in terms of what the committee has shown us in the past? Do they favor conference champions?
Well, I don't even think they know, Alyssa, because it seems like it changes week by week and year by year, because that's what we heard, that they were going to place a lot of a premium if you won your division or you won your conference championship. And now all of a sudden in the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've talked about we want to put the best 4 teams on the field for the playoff. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's the way it should have been, because you can say we place a premium conference championships. But what if one conference champion is not as good as the conference champion for another league that was a better league this year? So
right.
I think they have to get away from that. I think by doing that this year, I hope that's going to be the case when they get together, put the rankings together for the playoff, because it should be the best 4 teams. And to be honest with you, Michigan is one of the best 4 teams in the country. But I don't think they're better than Washington, for example. If you put those two in the same field, in my opinion, I think Washington is a better football team, even if both of those teams are undefeated. But if one person looks at Michigan and they say, well, they were better than Ohio State, they lost on the road to an unranked Iowa team, I'll take that over a Washington team that struggled against Utah, even though Utah was ranked. They struggled against Arizona. Arizona's not had a good season, and they got blasted by USC, who right now is playing as well as anybody in the country. I think you have so many of those variables around. You can't just say, okay, a conference championship or a division championship should decide who gets into the playoff. You should go in there and say, okay, if I put those two teams together, who's better? And if your subjective mind says, I'll take that team, I can live with that. But don't change the rules week by week and year by year, because it seems as if they're trying to further an agenda for one team and against another team, or for one conference against another conference.
Alabama with the unblemished record, they're 12-0. Ohio State 11-1. Clemson 11-1. Washington 11-1. Okay, so when we start looking at these teams, Michigan, Wisconsin, Penn State, what team could, you know, ultimately knock off Alabama, because they are head and shoulders above everybody else and they've really separated themselves?
I think the one team that could do it would be Clemson, because Clemson's not afraid of them. And Clemson played them last year in the championship game and only lost by 5 points in one of the best championship games or bowl games that we've seen in recent memory. And that's not to say Ohio State can't do it, but when you have inconsistent quarterback play and you need your quarterback to win a game, I don't think JT Barrett as a quarterback would be able to do that against an Alabama defense. But that Deshaun Watson guy, that's a different cat of a different color right there, because we saw what he did last year in that championship game. And I know he's had his ups and downs this year for Clemson, and Lamar Jackson, Louisville, was first team all ACC. But Clemson believes, with their defense being a little bit better, Wayne Goff is one of the best players in the country at running back that nobody talks about. They're the one team that can look Alabama in the eye and say, you know what, we had you last year, we let you get away. I think that's the one team above anybody else, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Washington, Penn State, Oklahoma, anybody else. That'll be the one team that would say, okay, if it's 50-50, I'll give them a lot of credit. I think they'll be able to pull that off more than anybody else.
Well, the Tigers, too, they feed off their defensive coordinator, that Brent Venables. I mean, he's done an amazing job with that program.
Well, they also feed off Dabo Sweeney, the head coach, because both of those guys have great energy.
Intense,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're spot on with how the intensity, but it's not a brooding intensity. It's not a moody intensity. It's the kind of intensity that you say to yourself, man, those two guys are into it. If I don't get into it, then I'm letting down my coach and I'm letting down my team. And we've seen that from Clemson time and time again. The players don't have to worry that their coach does not have their back. They don't have to worry about what Notre Dame players had to worry about this year, with Brian Kelly throwing them under the bus time and time again after every loss. When they win, meaning Clemson, Dabo Sweeney gives credit to the players. When they lose, He puts it on him and the coaching staff and not on the players. You can't imagine what that does for your locker room when you know your coach is not going to go out there and put himself above everybody else. He's going to do that for you. But when things go wrong, he's going to put himself out in front to protect any kind of criticisms that may come your way as a football team and a program.
The college football conversation continues with Freddie Coleman from ESPN Radio right after this quick timeout.